tell you the latest thing she did.
Oh, what was that?
Well, it was just this morning while I was giving her her bath. She was smiling up at me, and I went, look at her. And you know what she did? She went, look right back at me.
Isn't that amazing? Did you hear that, Miss Archer?
I heard it, but I can't believe it. At her age.
I swear it. Maybe I can get her to do it again. Look. Come on, honey. Look. She said it this morning just as clear.
Well, you know, it sometimes happens that more advanced babies get a little bored if they have to repeat themselves.
More advanced? Really? Excuse me, Alex. I'm going down to...
Oh, hi, Donna.
Oh, hi, Helen.
Hi, Donna. Well, from the moment she was born, I knew it, but do you really think she's...
The very first moment I saw her, I said to myself, now, there's a baby.
Oh.
You remember my saying that, Miss Archer?
As though it were yesterday.
Oh, you know what happened yesterday? A salesman came to the door, and he saw Carol in her playpen. He said she ought to be a model, professional model.
Well, she is lovely. She's a regular little safety pinup girl.
That's why I might be a little late to our committee meeting.
Oh, is she going to model something?
No, I'm having a picture taken. The salesman represented a photography studio. I better run. Goodbye.
Bye. I'll see you at the meeting,
goodbye,
Helen.
Okay,
and try to think up some entertainment for the picnic.
What picnic?
Well, the community house picnic.
Oh.
I told you a week ago. You remember, Miss Archer?
Oh, as though it were yesterday.
Well, I guess I just forgot. On purpose.
One thing you haven't forgotten is how to bamboozle the new mother. I quote, now there's a baby. What did you expect, an orangutan?
Have you ever seen a mother who didn't think her child was the smartest and most beautiful in the world? No, you haven't. If I started telling mothers that their children were just normal, average infants, well, I might just as well close up shop and go into the used car business.
Here, I thought you were the outspoken soul of integrity.
Oh, I am when it comes to community picnics. Now, we all know I'm a jolly good fellow, but this year, count me out of the apple bobbing contest, huh?
Yes, dear.
Also, the egg and spoon, the hoop rolling, and the hog calling.
Yes, dear. Your every word is my command. I'll enter you in the potato race.
What?
I call for the question. All those in favor?
I'm glad you agree with me. I'd hate to be the only one.
When you believe in something strongly, you have to take a firm stand.
14 ayes. Opposed? 2 nays. The motion is carried. There will be pickles in the potato salad.
We'll make our own private bowl of potato salad and stuff ourselves.
Donna, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, Shirley. Margaret and I were plotting a rebellion. We're going to bring our own potato salad without pickles.
Now, the next order of business is the matter of entertainment. Now, we'll have the usual athletic events, of course. The potato race and egg and spoon race and hoop rolling and so on. But, well, it's been suggested that we need something else. Now, are there any suggestions? Myra?
I suggest we have a bridge tournament.
Oh, that's a good idea. Everybody likes to play bridge.
Yes, but I'm not sure it's practical. What if it's windy?
Hi, girls.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, Helen. I'm awfully sorry I'm late, Shirley. Excuse me. Have we started talking about entertainment
yet?
Yes, we have. Well, I have a marvelous idea. It just came to me right out of the blue as I was leaving Dr. Stone's office. Why don't we have a baby contest?
That's a wonderful idea.
If we had the bridge tournament and we put up a tent, then it wouldn't matter if it was windy.
Windy or not, I don't know one card from another. I move we have a baby contest.
I second the motion. All those in favor? It's unanimous. The motion is carried.
Needless to say, my Carol will be in it, and I know several other committee members have babies.
Excuse me, I'm going to get a drink of water.
What's wrong with Margaret?
Well, I think I can guess. You've seen her baby, haven't you?
Well, yes. Alex takes care of him. He's a fine baby.
Well, yes, but he is rather homely. Well, you know how his ears stick out. She's very self-conscious about it.
Oh,
that's silly. I've never even noticed them.
Of course not. She keeps a knitted cap on him all the time.
Oh, she shouldn't feel like that.
I know, but it's her first, and she's so sensitive.
The next order of business is picking a judge. We can't have a baby contest without a judge. Nominations are now in order.
Well, there's only one possible judge. He knows more about babies than anyone in town. I nominate Dr. Alex Stone.
Oh, no. No.
I second the nomination.
Oh, Shirley, please. Alex has never done anything like this before. I nominate Judge McClure. Now, there's a man who's had a lot of experience judging. He's been on the bench 40 years.
Donna, he's a bachelor. What does he know about babies?
Order, please, girls. Now, Judge McClure has been nominated. Is there a second?
I second the nomination.
Second your own nomination?
Oh, well, in that case, I nominate Harry Meade.
Who?
Harry Meade. Now, there's a man who really understands children. He has 10 of his own.
I've never heard of him. What does he do?
Well, he's a mechanic in our garage.
All right, Harry Meade has been nominated. Is there a second?
I move we make it unanimous for Dr. Stone.
I second the motion.
Shirley, please. Alex would be very flattered by all of this, but he's a very busy doctor, and he just doesn't have the time.
Now, how long does it take to judge a baby contest? 5 minutes.
My husband's a busy contractor, and he's taking time to put up the decorations.
My David's printing the programs and footing the bill himself.
In order to make an event like this a success, everybody has to contribute.
Yes, I know, but
I thought Alex would be more interested in the community.
Oh, he is.
Donna, you can talk him into it.
It has been moved and seconded to make it unanimous for Dr. Stone. All in favor? It's unanimous. The motion is carried.
Your daddy's slippers, Mommy.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Mommy, don't you think Daddy might be just a little bit suspicious?
Suspicious of what?
Well, the last time you took him his slippers, you were going to tell him about the dented fender. What is it this time?
Mary, I don't like being cross-examined like that. Now, if I want to pamper Daddy, that's no concern of yours.
We had lamb curry for dinner tonight, and I don't like lamb curry, but it's Daddy's favorite dinner.
So?
So maybe he isn't suspicious, but I sure am.
Lamb curry.
It sure was good, wasn't it?
Well, the last time we had it, your mother had dented a fender.
You don't think she's dented another one, do you?
No, that's silly. But if she comes in here with my slippers, I'm going to have a look at the car. Come on, girl. Dr. Stone speaking. Oh, yes, just a minute. For you, my friend, Betty Jane Osborne.
Boy, I tell you, Pop, you sneer at girls and they come running. Hello, Betty Jane. Oh, yes, I guess I'm still free to go to the picnic. Oh, you're going to bring your portable radio, aren't you? Oh, that's good. We're going to watch what baby contest? He is? Are you sure? You're kidding. Bye. See you at the picnic.
What was that all about?
Well, she says her little brother's going to be in a baby contest and that you're going to judge it.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Where did she get that idea?
Well, her mother's on the committee and she said that they picked you this afternoon.
I see.
You know, it's funny. Mom didn't mention it.
Jeff, I think you'd better do your homework upstairs.
Well, what's wrong with down here?
It's too noisy.
Well, it's not noisy at all.
It will be upstairs.
Oh, I get you. You're going to have a little father-mother talk.
I brought you your coffee, dear.
Oh, how sweet of you, dear.
And your slippers.
Slippers? Well, I'm not used to being indulged like this. Any special reason?
Well, of course there is. You're a wonderful husband and father, and every once in a while, you deserve some special attention.
Ah.
There.
Oh, darling, my sock is a little wrinkled. The left one.
There you are. Is that better?
Huh? Very comfy. Oh, I think I left my pipe over on the desk. Would you please?
Of course, dear.
Matches, 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 matches. Oh, I think there's some over on the desk. No, I don't think I've quite got it. Smoke bother you, dear?
No, not at all. I love it. Now, are you sure you're quite comfortable?
A pillow might be nice, if you don't mind.
Of course not, dear.
Yeah, that's better.
Do you know what you are?
A wonderful husband and father who deserves special attention.
A sneaky husband and father who's pretending he doesn't know about the baby contest. Who was the town crier?
Jane Osborne, and how did you get me into this?
Oh, honey, I fought like a tiger. But all the girls were telling about their husbands, how much time they were going to give, how much they were going to do, and well, you just started to sound like a draft dodger.
Which would you rather have, a live draft dodger or a dead pediatrician? Every mother who loses is going to turn into a sniper, and that means every mother but one.
Like they all know it's just part of the entertainment.
I hope you have a good time while I'm being ridden out of town on a rail.
Now, what sensible, intelligent woman is going to take a baby contest seriously?
Oh, ho, ho. I'll get it. Well, hello, Mrs. Sterling. Come in.
Hey, doctor. Hey, Donna.
Hello, Ruth.
Honey, I can only stay a minute. Dr. Stone, I can't tell you how thrilled we are that you're judging this baby contest. Me and my husband and, of course, little Rosemary. And you know, this morning, I was baking a pineapple upside-down cake, and I said to myself, say, why don't I bake one for Dr. Stone, too?
You're a creature of impulse, Mrs. Sterling.
Hello? Oh, yes, Patty. Oh, yes, we do need contestants. Oh, I'll ask him. Patty Green wants to know if you'd like to be her baby's godfather.
Well, the upside-down cake was delicious, Mrs. Sterling. I ate myself into a stupor. Yes, well, thank you for phoning. Oh, yes, I'll see you at the baby contest. All right, Mrs. Sterling. Goodbye.
Oh, good afternoon, Doctor.
Well, hello, Mrs. Cooper. How are you?
Oh, we're just perfect, aren't we, honey? Absolutely perfect.
Did you have an appointment, Mrs. Cooper? I thought you were in at the beginning of the week.
Oh, I did, but, I was just putting up some kumquat preserves this morning, and I said to myself, why don't I take some to Dr. Stone?
Thank you, Mrs. Cooper. I don't know when I've had kumquat preserve.
Hi, Mary. Hello, Donna.
Hi, Myra. Mary, you're getting prettier every day. You keep on, you'll be as beautiful as your mother.
Thank you.
I just dropped by to bring you this.
Oh, what is it?
Potato salad, without pickles.
Oh, Myra, how thoughtful of you.
Well, since you prefer it without pickles, I assume that Dr. Stone does, too.
Well, yes, he does. Won't you sit down?
No, I can't stay. Tell him I hope he enjoys it.
I must be off. Tomorrow's a big day, you know.
But yes, I do know.
The baby bunny shop just got in some polka dot diapers, and I thought my Barb would look adorable in them for the contest.
Well, I guess polka dots are coming back.
Oh. Bye-bye.
Bye, Myra.
One bowl of bride without pickles.
You know those reasonable, intelligent women you spoke of who wouldn't take a baby contest seriously?
Oh, don't tell me.
Kumquat preserves.
Kumquat preserves?
Oh, no. And Mother just got a bowl of potato salad without pickles. And do you know that I got an invitation to the picnic from a 12-year-old?
I don't suppose there are any babies in the family.
Oh, how did you guess, Daddy? Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Do you know who you see before you?
I seem to remember you from somewhere.
You see a man whose affections have been trifled with. Do you know why Betty Jane wants to go to the picnic with me? She wants her little brother to win the baby contest.
Big surprise.
You know what I'm going to do tomorrow? I'm going to examine every baby very carefully. Then I'll step up to the microphone, look out at all the proud mothers, and say, ladies, your babies all have rickets.
You better be wearing your track shoes.
If necessary, we'll just move to another state.
Hey, Dad, I saw Mrs. Lang drive up.
Oh, fine.
Margaret Lang? Jeff, are you sure?
Well, sure, I'm sure. She had her baby with her.
Potato salad, pineapple upside-down cake, kumquat preserves. Mrs. Lang is going to have to go some to top that.
Margaret Lang. Now, she doesn't seem to be the type.
Well, Mrs. Lang, how are you and that marvelous boy of yours?
Oh, just fine, thank you, Doctor.
Good, good, that's grand. Well, looking forward to the big day, I suppose.
The big day? Oh, you mean tomorrow?
Yes, yes, tomorrow.
Well, it'll be a big day for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, there's one consolation. I won't have to be in the potato race.
Well, my husband doesn't care very much for potato races either. Well,
how does he feel about baby contests?
I don't know. I've never asked him.
Hi, Margaret.
Oh, hi, darling.
I brought you some potato salad without pickles.
Oh, no, thanks. I couldn't. I've been sampling my own.
Oh. Well, hello, Jimmy. Oh, isn't he darling? Margaret, he's just adorable.
Excuse me, Mrs. Lang. I don't want to seem rude, but did you just drop in to say hello?
Why, no. I have an appointment.
You have an appointment?
Well, yes, Doctor. It's on your calendar. His regular checkup. Didn't you notice it?
Oh, Mrs. Lang, you have no idea how happy I am to see you.
Isn't it customary to make an appointment?
Yes, of course. But lately we've had a very large drop-in trade. Getting ready for the baby contest.
Oh,
without pickles.
Oh, thank you.
Are you entering Jimmy in the contest?
No, I don't think so. I mean, what's the point, Donna?
Right, you are.
Well, I don't agree.
Hmm?
This is a community enterprise. Everybody ought to participate.
But, Donna, Jimmy wouldn't stand a chance.
That baby wouldn't stand a chance? Oh, Margaret, you're joking. Alex, what was it you said the first time you saw him?
Me?
You remember.
Oh, yes, I said, now there's a baby.
Now, you see? Look at those blue eyes. And that chin. But, Donna, what about his ears? They're
nice and large, aren't they? Don't you wish you had ears like that? You know, Margaret, there's an old saying. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Now, I behold your baby, and I tell you he's beautiful. Are you going to say he's not?
All right, you can dress him now.
Donna, are you saying that I should enter Jimmy in the contest?
Well, why not? Alex may not win the potato race, but he's certainly going to be in there trying.
Jimmy's fine, Mrs. Lang. No problems at all.
Margaret, should we put the cap back on?
No. No, it's pretty warm today. I don't think he needs it.
soon. Bye-bye. Goodbye, Doctor.
Goodbye, Mrs. Langley.
Bye.
Wait a minute.
What are you trying to do to me?
Excuse me, dear. I'll talk to you later.
Which one I like the best.
Oh, it's a hard choice.
They're all pretty cute.
Oh, sir.
Isn't Margaret a dear? I just love her.
And look at the baby. So adorable. So homely.
Fine, baby.
Thank you, Doctor.
You notice the curl?
You did a beautiful job.
It's a natural curl.
They're looking daggers at each other.
What happens to them when they become mothers?
That's a long story, dear.
Let's just hope Daddy can be a judge without having to be a referee.
Did you ever see such dimples?
Fine, baby.
Guess what she said in her bath this morning? She said, Dr. Stone.
And she said it just as clear.
You think she can say it now?
Well, you know what you said about babies that are more advanced, how repetition bores them. That's Carol.
Fine, baby.
Daddy isn't going to say that awful thing, ladies, your babies all have rickets, is he?
Why, of course not. Daddy wouldn't say a thing like that.
What if he does?
Start running. We'll all meet at the bus station.
Ladies, your babies
Daddy.
All have... They all have so many charms, I wish I could give a cup to every one of them. However, since we have only one cup, there can be only one winner. So I will now ask Mrs. Margaret Lang to step this way. Congratulations, Mrs. Lang.
Doctor, this is more than... Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, Margaret! Oh, Margaret!
McDonald, that marvelous husband of yours. Who else would have thought of picking Margaret's baby?
It's just going to do wonders for her. I bet we never see Jimmy in that silly cap again.
This town's lucky to have a man like your husband.
Oh, believe me, he considers himself very lucky to be able to stay here.
Excuse me, I want to congratulate him.
Well, this is nice.
Oh, darling, you've earned it.
Oh, right you are. You know, when I was in the Army, under shot and shell, through muck and mire, I thought no experience could ever be more horrible. Well, I was wrong.
Take comfort in the fact that 20 mothers have phoned me, everyone saying how wonderful your choice was.
My choice?
Well, I may have dropped a hint or two.
A hint? Darling, when you drop a hint, it's like dropping a 10-ton weight off of a 20-story building. What's this?
Just putting on your slippers.
Any special reason?
Darling.
Hmm?
You know all those phone calls?
Uh-huh.
Everybody wants to make the baby contest a yearly event.